Yeah, you probably just heard this next guest in our last Gossip Grace segment. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of the show. He's an absolute legend. Please welcome Tommy Windsor from the Mobart Mobros.
Tommy.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Tommy,
December. In December.
In December, yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
You're not just limited to November, mate. You're a friend.
I pretty much am.
Normally you're in hibernation every other month of the year.
Surprised my phone was on.
Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey come out in December. Tommy Windsor comes out in November. Tommy, you've got two big things we haven't mentioned on the show that we'll let you take. Some big news for the Mobart Mobros and money raised throughout November and over the past, 15 years?
15 years, yeah. So a couple that we probably need to distinguish quite clearly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Mobart Mobros tipped over $1 million raised over the last 15 years. It wasn't just this month,
but
over the last 15 years.
That is massive. $1 million in 15 years to men's health.
It's a huge amount. It's phenomenal.
How does it make you feel? I mean, being the leader of the Mobart Mobros down here, to see it tick over $1 million, is it a weird feeling for you to know that you've raised that much money?
It is, yeah. I'm blown away every year by how much we raise. So it was nice yesterday just to sit back and sort of remember about how many different people have been involved over the years. It's been thousands and thousands of Mobros and Mo Sisters and thousands more of donators and supporters. So, yeah, it's been just nice to reminisce. It wasn't a big fanfare or anything. It just sort of happened. And, on the 8th of December, so that was weird a bit in itself as well. But, no, it was nice. Yeah. It's good to reminisce.
And as well, this month of Movember as well, how did you guys end up? How did the Mobart Mobros go?
Amazing in a year like 2020. We really focused hard on getting the word out there this year, on really raising awareness about looking after each other. We didn't focus on the funds. We missed our major gala fundraising party. We missed the Point to Pinnacle event, which is a huge fundraiser for us. And yet somehow the people of Mobart have rallied and covered for those who are our usual supporters who are struggling this year, many in the hospitality and tourism industry who support us year in, year out. Others have stepped up, as we saw the other day, the guys from Bulk Nutrients and many others. And we've topped the nation again for the sixth year running as the highest fundraising team for November.
Wow, Tommy, that is absolutely incredible. I remember talking to you when we did the show live from our mode of transport, our double-decker bus, and you were talking about the fact that obviously it's been a tough year. You didn't know how the donations and stuff were going to go. But then again, you're also like, but Hobart gets behind it, regardless of the situation. And this is just a perfect example of that.
Yeah, the numbers don't really stack up in my head. I mean, this year was $123,145 so far, and they're still rolling in now.
Yeah.
But it just happens every year. That's the only way I can explain it, I guess. Mobart,
regardless of what's going on, it'll happen.
Nathan, I was chatting earlier in the year, some statistics came out that this was state statistics, that Tasmania as a state donates more money than any other state in Australia.
Per capita.
So, like, what do you think it is about this state, this town of ours, that for some reason, not just Movember, there's all these charities out there, people are digging in their pocket. Why is it?
I just think we care and we're close enough to each other and we look after each other. And this is a cause, that covers off on so many issues, and so many people have lost men too young and they care about it and they want to change it. And the change we've seen over those 15 years is significant, particularly in our community. The conversations we have now, I heard you guys talking on the radio yesterday with Mitchie.
Yeah.
Conversations in high school there at St. Virgil's about resilience and mental health and looking after each other. You just wouldn't have had it 15, 20 years ago.
No, absolutely. I mean, Tommy Windsor, another round of applause. $1 million raised over 15 years for Mobart Mobros. Once again, topping the state.
Thanks for your support, guys. Means so much. And you, like everyone else in Mobart, just get around to say well done to everyone and thanks for being part of it.
No, thank you for coming in. And, of course, if you or somebody you know is struggling, the number for Lifeline is 24/7 13 11 14. Tommy Windsor, thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.